For years, New York stayed away from large-scale gambling, even as neighboring New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania embraced casinos. Then in a referendum last fall, New York voters decided they wanted in on the action. Now Albany is reviewing almost two dozen applications from developers for just four gaming licenses. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports on six things you need to know about the casinos that are coming to New York.
It begins with a solemn vow. 200 men and women rise from their seats and put their hands over their hearts. We're in a town meeting in a high school auditorium in Tuxedo, New York. A moment later, this room will split into two factions, one against a casino and one for it.
This is like winning the lottery, but it's like winning the lottery that we can actually control.
There are other options.
Please vote with your hearts. Don't sell your souls.
Fact number one, casinos divide people. Jobs, taxes, crime, sewers, they all matter.
This proposal, it has torn me up.
Tuxedo is a bedroom community less than an hour's drive from the George Washington Bridge, which brings us to fact number two. The next casino could be really close to the city. There are proposals for Woodbury, South Blooming Grove, New Windsor, and Newburgh. They won't all get a casino, but each of these towns is under 60 miles from Manhattan. The third thing you need to know, the towns get a say in this. To even be considered for a gaming license, applicants need a letter of support from the host community. Woodbury is the next village up the road from Tuxedo.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And they too begin meetings with the pledge. Maybe you've been to Woodbury. Its outlet mall is one of the largest shopping meccas in America. And the overriding concern here is...
I do have one question on the traffic.
So any kind of traffic impact?
Traffic, obviously, is a major consideration.
About traffic, it's a tremendous issue.
The casino developer, Caesars, says it will build new dedicated lanes off the New York State Thruway. Here's Greg Miller of Caesars.
The one thing you can count on is that our interests are perfectly aligned. If we don't find a way to improve traffic, we won't achieve our business goals here.
All over the state, developers are wooing towns with promises of new infrastructure, jobs, and tax revenues. So let's go to a place that really needs a lift. In the Catskills, about an hour further north, the jobless rate is 2 points higher than where we started. Which brings us to fact number four. If a town close to New York City gets a casino, the Catskills lose out.
No, that's not fair. You know, it's really not.
I meet Melanie, a public school teacher, in a parking lot in the town of Liberty. She says from the time she moved to the Catskills 25 years ago, people have been talking about casinos. The idea is to revive the kind of tourist traffic that Borscht Belt resorts used to draw.
It's our turn, you know.
But last year, suburban Orange County, where Woodbury and Tuxedo are, was added to the list of eligible regions. Now, would-be developers in the Catskills must consider the possibility that a casino closer to the city will siphon off the traffic they're counting on. Charles Degliomini is with Empire Resorts, which is proposing a casino on the site of the old Concord Resort.
We would have to present our best case scenario, and then we're going to have to present a case that's going to include competition, which, of course, Orange County is eligible.
Fact number five, this decision will be made in Albany. It's up to a five-member board to review all the applications once they're handed in at the end of the month. And finally, fact number six, this will move very quickly. From the moment gaming licenses are awarded, it's supposed to happen this fall, the winning developers will have exactly 2 years to open the doors on a new casino or face a penalty of $50 million. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.